We on Daf, Beis Amid Beis. We had learned a machloikis amayroim b'shitas Rav that the machloikis of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, a sukkah that is lamayla mechof ama, that is psula. So we learned that the different noim when the Chachamim are chaylik and Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yashi Omar Rav, the tafkeb ain't tfanes magiyas l'schach. If the tfanes are magiyas l'schach, so then the Chachamim are also made that it's a kosher sukkah because it's sholta ba'ena. Rav Hune Omar Rav holds that if there's more than daladamis in the sukkah, so then this, since it's a wider sukkah, so there's tzel sukkah. So memel it's also good. According to Rav Chanan Barabba Omar Rav, as long as it's more than Zayin Tfochim al Zayin Tfochim, it is a kosher sukkah according to the Chachamim. Now yesterday we had learned, the Gemara brought a baraisa, that Rabbi Yehuda brought a raya to his shita, that a sukkah lamayla me'eschem ame is kosher, because there was a maisa that the Zakenim visited Hilni Amalke, and she was sitting in a sukkah which was lamayla mechof ama, and she was sitting together with her children, the Zakenim visited her and they did not tell her anything, so it seems that it's a kosher sukkah. That was the raya that Rabbi Yehuda brought to his shita. So now we have three lines from the bottom. So the Gemara says, so it has to be that this sukkah is speaking about that the Chachamim hold it's no good, Rabbi Yehuda holds it is good, and Rabbi Yehuda is bringing a raya that the Zakenim, who did not tell Hilni Amalka that it's no good, is a raya they hold like him that it is good. So the Gemara says as follows, Bishloim alaman di omar b'shein tvanis magiyas l'schach machloikis. According to Rabbi Yashir, that the whole machloikis is only if the walls do not reach the schach. So it could be dalko shel malko leishev b'sukkah shein tvanis magiyas l'schach. So it could be that she was sitting in a sukkah shein tvanis magiyas l'schach. Mishum avira, they did not want that the sukkah should be stuffy. We're speaking about Eretz Yisrael, it was very hot. So bedavke, they made the sukkah that ain't fanis magiyas l'schach. So it's very good. So Rabbi Yehuda said, so why did they not tell her it's not a supposed sukkah? It was l'mayla miyasrim. So it's a raya that they hold it's a kosher sukkah. Elo lemandi omar besuke ktano machloikis. But according to the other Amiroim, according to Rav Hune, according to Rav Chanan Barabe, that said that the whole machloikis is only if the suke is small, but if the suke gets larger, so then the Chachamim are also moide that it's a kosher suke. The chidalko shel malko leishe besuke ktano. Does a malke sit in a small sukkah? A malke has servants and mishosim, so she sits in a big sukkah. So if she's sitting in a big sukkah, so automatically it's a kosher sukkah. Omar Rabbe Baravade leinitzurcha elo lesukkah asuya kitainiyes kitainiyes. So Rabbe Baravade said, we're speaking about that the sukkah was asuya kitainis kitainis. That means they were attached together small sukkahs. Each sukkah was whatever, zayin al zayin or dalad al dalad. They were separate sukkahs. And memele, and so therefore it was a posel of sukkah according to a lot of sukkahs that attached together, but each one was a sukkah bifnei atzmoi. And according to the Chachamim, it should be possible. So therefore, they brought a raya that the Rabbi Yehuda brought a raya that you see that I'm right. Frech the Gemara v'chidalko shel malka leishev besukah asuya ketainis ketainis. That's also not mistava. A malka sits in a tremendous sukkah. She doesn't sit in this small sukkah that's not a malka. A malka sits in a majestic sukkah. Omar Rav Ashi leinitzocha ella leketainis shebo. So Rav Ashi says as follows, that there was taka a tremendous sukkah, but then there was the sukkah branched off in one chalik. You had your three kaisolim, which was muvdol. That means it was pasuach to the large sukkah. Was pasuach b'miluay to the large sukkah, but there was a small sukkah which she was sitting in alone. Rabbanon Savri, so Memele, so this makes sense already. That means there was a majestic sukkah, there was a very large sukkah. But then the sukkah, there was an indentation in this very large sukkah that it jutted out three walls, and this was a small sukkah, and she was sitting in this small sukkah. Now this small sukkah should be possible, because this is a small sukkah where we say that the machlekes, the chachamim, and Rabbi Yehuda is by a small sukkah. There was a kitainius, a small sukkah that jutted out from this very large sukkah. Rabbanon Savri, boneho besukkah ma'al yahave yosri. That is true. There were seven children. There was a Messiah. There were seven children with her. So the Rabbanon hold that the seven children were with her. That means they were in the large sukkah. They were perhaps facing her. And she was in this small sukkah. The E is of a mele. So the seven children, which at least one of the seven children was chayv b'chinuch, they were sitting in a kosher sukkah, according to us, because a large sukkah is kosher, even though it's l'mayla m'yeshem. V'ihi yosva b'kitoinis, and she was sitting in this small sukkah, mishum tzniyusa, because of privacy. So, mishamachi le'amri l'adovo. So, therefore, there was no reason for the zakenim to say anything. She was sitting in a small sukkah, and they was in the so, but she's an isha, so there's nothing but to tell her. Let her sit in a posala sukkah. The children were facing her, but they were in the large sukkah, so they were sitting in the kosher sukkah. The Rabbi Yehuda sovar boneho gabo avi yosri. Rabbi Yehuda holds that no, her children were together with her in this small sukkah. So now that was Rabbi Yehuda's raya. So why didn't she tell them, why didn't the Zakenim tell her that this is Apostle Asukah, it's Negei of the children? That was Rabbi Yehuda's raya. Let us see Rashi, that Mishum Avira, Ruach Shusheilet Bo Mibnei Hachoim. So according to Rav Yashia, it's very good, that since it was Ein Tvanis Magiyas L'Schach, there was a space between the Tvanis and the Schach to let in the air. So Mamela, so this is the tzir that Rabbi Yehuda is Chaylik and the Chachamim. So it's very good. We're speaking about Apostle Asukah according to the Chachamim. Eloman Yom Bektana Pligi Avo Begdoilo Afilu Rabbono Maidom. The Rabbanan Amoide by a Gdoilo, the Chidalko Shel Malko, a Malka would sit in the Baloi Nareseo, Misholseo, Mesubimimo, a Malka is Misholsem, she wouldn't sit in a small sukkah. So the Gemara says, no, there was a large sukkah, Likitoini Yeshebo. Sukkah Gdoilo, Livnei Misibosa, Akert Ola Misholsem, in the cabinet, they were all sitting in the large sukkah. V'kitoinius, k'tano b'soicha, there was a small sukkah, that means which jutted out from this large sukkah, letzius. This was for privacy. V'hi b'kitoinius yosva. She was sitting in the small sukkah. V'af al gav de psula, even though this is apostle sukkah, the chachamim say le'ich b'slam. the Isha Ptura Mina Sukkah. So the Zakenim didn't have to tell her anything about the Sukkah. She was sitting it. And the children were sitting in the large Sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda Sova, Rabbi Yehuda holds, no. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the children were sitting with her. The Imtoima, so Rashi asks Akasha, L'Rav Chanon, the Muki Plukte B'Sheina Marzekes, Elokadei Roshay V'Rubei V'Shulchonai. According to Rav Chanon says, the Machloikis is only if it's Zayin Tvochim al Zayin Tvochim. Hocho, over here, Kivin the Boneo Gabo Havye, over here, since her children were together with her, So if he had seven children together with her in one sukkah, so that's a large sukkah, but it's more than Zayin Tvochim or Zayin Tvochim. Umayde bo Rabbonon. So the Rabbonon also made this a large sukkah. Umay raya shel Rabbi Yehuda. So what is the raya of Rabbi Yehuda? So Rashi answers, Yeshloima de Shulchano Besoich Asuka Hagdoi Lahoisa. Her table was in the large sukkah. Uboneho al Hashulchan Hoyo Yoshvin. And her children were sitting, pashtus it would seem, on top of the table. Why do they have to sit on top of the table? We'll see soon. But Lachaira, they were sitting on top of the table. Roishan Verubon. And the Roshan Verubon was bent in into the sukkah. V'loi kemesubin hain, v'loi kiskufim hain. V'loi kiskufim. So Rashi Lachaira means to say like this. If we will picture that the small sukkah was over here, she was sitting in a sukkah of Zayin Tvochim al Zayin Tvochim, and then you had a table in front of her. It was not in her sukkah. It was in the large sukkah. Now, she was sitting, let's say, on the ground. Or she was sitting on a mita, which was on the ground. Now you have a tall table. You have a tall table, which is in front of her. And you have seven children, which are sitting on top of the table. So that means, since we have a sukkah, which is 20 amas height, Tony Amis tall, so Lemaise, she doesn't, this place for her and this place for the children. That means if they would be sitting on the ground, then there'd be a problem. So she's in the sukkah, so they couldn't bend into the sukkah because they'd bump into her. So therefore, Rashi said, no, they were sitting on the table. So they were on their higher level. She was on the ground and they were sitting on the table. And they were sitting on the table, Uloike Misubin Hain. They weren't misubin. That means if they'd be misubin, they'd be leaning back. So they're leaning outside of the sukkah. That means they're sitting, the table is in front of her sukkah. Her sukkah is over here. You have a sukkah which is Zayin al Zayin. Then you have a tremendous sukkah in front of her sukkah. The table which was in front of the opening of her sukkah was right in front of her sukkah. And you had seven children sitting on this table. And they were bending into the sukkah. So they, Roshan Verubam was in the sukkah. If they'd be misubin, so they're out in the kosher sukkah. If they'd be skufim, they're also in the kosher sukkah because the table was outside of the sukkah. Therefore, Rashi says that they were, hayu yoishvin, abana ala shulchan hayu yoishvin, Roshan Verubam. Roshan Verubam was in her sukkah, and they didn't bump into her because they weren't on different levels. They were sitting on top of the table, and she was sitting perhaps on the lower level. So you had seven children, which Reish and Verubon were bent into her sukkah. That's the Teretz. So Memele, so it's possible that you could have seven children in the area of seven Tvochim. They were bending it. The lean nire, Rashi says, the vadil Rav Chanan kosher. Rashi says, I think that from this baraisa, Itzake Rav Chanan is opgefragt. Vahai tirutze le Rav Hunahu. The teretz is only good according to Rav Huna, that says the sukkah was Daladamis or Daladamis. So then you could say that you had seven children in her small sukkah. וכן עיקר, דשיר רוישי ורובי אמרינה לקמון דיינה אלה זיין תפוחים, דשיר אב רוישי ורובי יסבן תפוחים, ואפשר לשיבו בונים בשיבו תפוחים. How could you have seven children sitting together and it should only be seven tvachim? You don't have, that's, you can't have such a thing. The Ochel Aner asks the Kasha, he says, really, you didn't need all seven children to be in the sukkah. The Gemara's Kasha was, one was a Baal Chinuch, so maybe the Baal Chinuch was in the sukkah. So what's Bechlal the problem? Kashi is bothered with seven children. But it could be, it seems, Chazal just had a Mesoira on the Maise. They had a Mesoira, that was Rabbi Yehuda said, it seems that was the Mesoira, that there were seven, Al Kaponim, could be that's a Rashi learned, there were seven children together with her. Maybe, if she had seven children, if they weren't with her, so what's the kasha? So Kochach, the Mesoira was, when the Zekainim visited her, they visited her, and she was together with her seven children. So Rashi says, so according, how could you have seven children that should take up, should fit in seven Tvachim? That's impossible. So Kochach, Rav Chanon is upgefragt. Let us see Rashi, Taisvis. Lo nitzricha ella l'kitayni yishebo. Ma shedochak bekunteris l'Rav Chanan Barabe. Rashi yes takashe, according to Rav Chanan Barabe, that the sukkah has to be Zayin al Zayin. So how could you have seven children that fit into an area of seven tvachim? So Taisva says, Laf Pilchahi, the Dilma Aruka Tuva, Aval Loyhoisa Rechova, Ella Shiva Tvachim, Ubanerba Oisei Eirech Havi Yosvi. We said Ella, this is the Gils of the Magen Avraham and the Taz, and this is also the Gils of the Taisvis Harosh. Now let's explain these two Gilsois which Taisvis brings. The Taz and the Magen Avraham explain. We heard before that if the Sukkah is Zayin al Zayin, and it is more than Chof Amis, it is Posel. If it is more than Zayin al Zayin, it is Kosher according to everyone. So the Taz Magen Avraham learns, you know what more than Zayin al Zayin means? That the length is more than Zayin al Zayin, and the width is more than Zayin al Zayin. Then it is a kosher sukkah. But if you'll have a sukkah that is 10 amis long, in Zayin al Zayin tfochim, and wide, that's also possible. That what the Gemara said, that it has to be more than Zayin al Zayin, it means that side the length and side the width has to be more than Zayin Tvachim. So Memele, so Taisvis, so according to them, Taisvis is saying a very posh to Teretz. So Taisvis is saying that what's the problem? Could be the length of the sukkah was 10 amis, and you had the seven children sitting in the 10 amis, but it's still apostolic sukkah, because loyhoise rechava elo shiva tvachim, because it's only wide shiva tvachim. And according to Rav Chanon, it is only kosher if side the length and side the width are more than seven tvachim. That is how the Taz, Magen Avraham, and Taisvis Harosh learn pshat in Taisvis. Let us see Agilse. Agilse is not like that. Avol Taisva says the Dilma Aruche Tuve Avoloi Hoisa Rechova Shiva Tvachim. Taisva says that the minimum shear of a sukkah, which is Zayin Tvachim al Zayin Tvachim, means it's 49 square Tvachim. So Taisva says it doesn't have to be a square, it could be a rectangle also, You could make the sukkah rectangle. You could make it 10 tefachim by 4.5 or something like that. You could make it. You could if it's 10 tefachim by be'erech 4.5, you also can have a kosher sukkah. That's also equivalent to Zion al Zion. So therefore, Taisvis says you don't need Zion Tvachim. You can make it longer. You can make it 10 Tvachim, maybe even 11 Tvachim. Perhaps you could make it so in 11 Tvachim, you could fit in perhaps the 7 Bonim. That's how the Bach learned Pshat in Taisvis, and that is our Girsa in Taisvis. So Taisvis is saying that Taisvis, according to this, Taisvis is saying though, Amboire de Kechidish, that the kosher sukkah needs a area of 49 square tvachim. It does not necessarily have to be a square of 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim. That is according to the girsa we have. And on this halacha gufa, the Taz is chaylik, the Taz says no. La halacha, if you do not have these dimensions of 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim, it is apostle sukkah. It's apostle sukkah. Because the minimum dimensions are 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim. These are the two mahalchim in the Gemara. Now, before we learn the Gemara further, let us just see for 1 minute the Mishnah and Daf Chof Ches Amad Aleph. And then we'll understand, we'll just explain a little bit. Really, the Gemara explains this later, but when we'll start learning the Gemara, we'll understand the Gemara a little better. Let us look on the Mishnah and Daf Chof Ches Amad Aleph. The Mishnah and Daf Chof Ches Amad Aleph says as follows. Mi shahoya reishoy verubay besuke, vishulchanoi besoich habayis. Here we are speaking about Pashtis, we're speaking about that there was a large sukkah for all practical purposes, but the person who was sitting in the sukkah, it was Roishai Verubai Besukkah. Roishai Verubai was in the sukkah. He was standing in the sukkah. Vishulchanai Besoich Habayis. His shulchan was not in the sukkah. He was standing by the edge of the sukkah. He was still Roishai Verubai in the sukkah, but the shulchan with which he was eating from was Besoich Habayis. So again, we are not speaking of the dimensions of a sukkah. We're speaking about a case how a person is eating in his sukkah. He decided to eat by the edge of his sukkah. He's still in his sukkah. But the shulchan, which he's getting the food from, is outside of the sukkah. Besoich Habayis. Beishamai poislim ubeisilu machshirim. Now, the second half of the Mishnah is difficult. Poislim means we passel the sukkah. Beisilu says machshirim, we machshir the sukkah. So it seems there's a problem with the sukkah. The way we learned before, there's no problem with the sukkah. There's a problem the way he situated himself. He decided to sit at the edge of the sukkah. The problem is in him, not in the sukkah. You don't pass on the sukkah. It should have said, Beishamei oimrim lo yotza, or Beishilul oimrim yotza. So the Loshen Poislim and Machshirim is Shver. So because of this, we're going to see weiter on Daf Gimel Amad Aleph. The Gemara says that the Mishnah is speaking about two distinct cases. The first case of the Mishnah is speaking about a large sukkah, and a person situated himself, he's sitting at the end by the opening of the sukkah, and shulchani b'soich habayis, and there there's a machloikis b'shamei and b'shilu, if he's yoitze or not yoitze. Beishamai said he's not Yoitze. Shema Yimshech Acha Shulchanai. Maybe since he's taking the food from the Shulchan, which is outside of the Sukkah, he might come just like he's leaning over to take the food. He might eat the food also over the Shulchan, and then he won't be Yoitze. So therefore, Beis Shammai said, lo yotza. This is too a dangerous situation, and that we should permit him to eat in such an oifim. Beis Hillel oimrim yotza. Now, that's case number one. Case number two, we're speaking about a sukkah that does not have place for the shulchan in the sukkah. A sukkah ktana that is mokim l'roishay l'ruboy v'loy l'shulchanay. Beis Shammai poislim u'beis Hillel machshirim. So we're saying the seif of the Mishnah is speaking about a case that it is not marzik roishay v'rubay v'shulchanay. It's a small sukkah, does not have place for a table. Beis Shammai pasel the sukkah u'beis Hillel amashir the sukkah. So the way we said now, we just said, that's going to be the maskona of our Gemara, that there is a double machloikis in the Mishnah. There's a machloikis if one is sitting in a large sukkah, but he's situated in an oifen that he might come to eat chutz l'sukkah, since the shulchan is besoich habayis. And there's a second machloikis, if you have a small sukkah, is it a kosher sukkah or a posel sukkah? Now let us see our Gemara. Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok Haloche Tzriche Shetehei Machzekes Roishoy Veruboy Veshulchone. So that means as follows. Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok learned the way we said, that there's a double machloikis. There's a machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel if the sukkah does not have place for a shulchan. Beis Shammai Poislim Beis Hillel Bachshirim. And Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok said, Haloche, tzriche, haloche we paskin, tzriche shetei machzekes roishei verubi v'shulchone. The minimum shear of the sukkah has to be that there's place for him, roishei verubi, and a shulchan. Omar lei Rabbi Abbe, kiman, ki Beis Shammai? Do you mean to say you're paskining like Beis Shammai? So the Pnei Yeshua says that Rav Abba held, he didn't hold that there was a machloikis by the sukkah ketana. He held that everyone holds that the size of the sukkah has to be roishe v'rubay v'shulchone. That's what he held. He didn't learn it's two machloikis. And he held, everyone held it has to be roishe v'rubay v'shulchone. But he was Nisoyre by the Loshin of Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok. Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok said, Haloche. The Haloche is like this. So Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok seems to say this a machloikis, but I'm paskening like Beis Shammai. So Rabbi Ami wanted to get this straight. Kiman, you hold this a machloikis, and you hold the Loches ke Beis Shammai, which is very bechudishtik. We never pasken like Beis Shammai. Omalei, so Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok told him, that's right, Elokeman, that's true. I thought the whole day is a machloikis, and I hold we do paskin like Beis Shammai. Ike da Amri, there's a second lotion. Omer Rabami, we have the same that Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok said, that halacha, it has to be machzekes roishe v'rubi v'shulchonoi, and Rav Abed told him, the Omer Lachmoni, who says such a thing? So the Pnei Yeshua explains that in the second Lashon, Rab Abba held, there's no machloikis, the size of a minimum sukkah, and everyone holds the size of a minimum sukkah is roishay v'ruba. You don't need place for a shulchan. So Memele, so he said, who says, you tell me l'halocha, we paskin, you need place for a shulchan. Who says such a thing? The whole machloikis, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, is only by a large sukkah. If he's sitting in a dangerous oifen that he might eat chutz l'sukkah. But if a small sukkah and he's sitting in the sukkah, where do you see, who says that it's possible? Omalei, so Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok said, Beis Shammai hi v'loy tozuz mino. That, I have news for you. There is a machloikis on the size of the sukkah. Beis Shammai holds the sukkah has to have a minimum size of roishe rubei v'shulchone, which is 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim, and my paskin like Beis Shammai. These are the two lashonos. Zokte Gemara weiter. Maskif lo Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. So now Rav Nachman by Yitzchak is going to start being ma'oire on Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak. Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak was machadish that there's a machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. What the dimensions, the minimum dimensions of a sukkah are. So Rav Nachman by Yitzchak asked him, "Me my, who told you the Beis Shammai Beis Hillel besukkah ktana pligi?" Is a machloikis between them the minimum size of a sukkah? Dilma besukkah gdoila pligi. The machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is by a sukkah gdoila. Uche goin. This is a big sukkah. Uche goin de Yosef apume dumetulosa. It's speaking about that this person is sitting by the entrance of his sukkah. Bishulchanai b'soich habayis, and the shulchan that he's eating from is b'soich habayis. The Beishamai savri gazrinon shema yimshech acha shulchan. Beishamai said that if you'll permit him to eat in such an oifen, he might be nimshach acha shulchan. He might come to eat from over the shulchan. If he's taking the food from the shulchan, he might come and bend over and eat over the shulchan. Ubeis Hillel savri loy gazrinam. And Beis Hillel holds, you're not gozer. That's the machloikis Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Videka nami, and I'll bring you a raya that is the machloikis. Diktani, we had learned in the Mishnah. Mi shehoya roishoi verubai besukkah. We're not speaking about dimensions of a sukkah. We're speaking about how a person was situated when he ate. Mi shehoya, this person was roishoi verubai besukkah. Roishoi verubai was in the sukkah. Vishulchonai besoich habayis. Beishamai poislan beisilo machshirin. Vim isa, if you'll say the way Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak had said, that the machloikis is, if a sukkah has to be large enough to hold a table or not, so then there should have been a different lashon in the Mishnah. Vim isa, it should have said, marzekes ve'eina marzekes mi boiloi. Mi she sukkosoi marzekes roishe verubai ve'eina marzekes shulchonoi. So there, they should have said, so Beis Shammai said it's possible, Beis Hillel said it's kosher. So, but since it says Misha Hoyo, so it seems the Machlokes is not speaking about a small sukkah. We're speaking about a large sukkah, and he's sitting by the opening of the sukkah. Frekte Gemore ubesukke ktane loy pligi. Do you mean to say that there's no Machlokes by a sukkah ktane, by the minimum dimensions of a small sukkah? Bohasanya, we learned two beraises. One beraise we learned as follows. Marzekes roishoi verubai v'shulchonai. A sukkah, which there's enough place for roishoi verubai v'shulchonai, which is zayin tvochim al zayin tvochim, kshayla. That's kosher. That's what the Tanakam holds. Rabbi Yoima, Rabbi says, achi yeheibo arba ames al arba ames. Rabbi holds a sukkah is not kosher unless it is arba ames al arba ames. The Gemara says later, Rebbe holds that the sukkah has to have some sort of a kviyas. It has to be some sort of a dira, not a dira sruche. So in order for it to be a kosher a sukkah, it has to have daladam is how daladam. So we have here one baraisa. We have a machloikis that Tanakama says you need roishe rube vishulchonoi. And Rebbe says you need daladamas. Besanye idoch, we learned another baraisa. Rebbe Oimer kol sukkah shayim ba'al ba'ames ala ba'ames psula. The second baraisa says, the Rebbe says, you need dal damas by dal damas. V'chachomim oimrim afilu eino machzekes elo roishoi verubai ksheira. Now, this is a different chachomim already. Here the chachomim say that as long as this place for roishoi verubai is sufficient. So we have here in these two baraises, Kashi and Adodi, we have here Amachloikas in the two baraises, what is the minimum shear of a sukkah, not according to Rebbe. One baraisa says, you need place for a shulchan, Zayin al Zayin. Another baraisa says, you don't need place for a shulchan, Vov al Vov. So how do you understand the sotastir of the two baraises? Elalav shmami no, ho Beis Shammai, ho Beis Hillel. One beraisa is going, these chachomim held, like Beis Shammai. That was the first Beraisa. So they hold, you have to have Roshe v'Rubei v'Shulchanai. And the second Beraisa is going according to Beis Hillel, sufficient if it's Roshe v'Rubei. So Memele, so we see that Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak was right, that there is a double machloikas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and Fakir. So he said that in this machloikas we paskin like Beis Shammai, it has to be Marzik Roshe v'Rubei. Omar Marzutre Masnisen Nami Deike. Marzutre said, you know, you don't have to bring rayas from the Beraisa. Let's look at the Mishnah alone. In the Mishnah you'll see there's a double machlokes. Midiktoni Beishamai Poislim. Beishamai, it says Misha Yeroshe Virubai Besuki Vishulchoni Besoy Chabayis. So it says Beishamai Pasel Vesuke Beisilo Machshirin. If the sukkah, the machlekes is only speaking about a large sukkah, and he is sitting on the edge of the sukkah, v'shulchanei b'soy chabayis, so why are you passeling the sukkah? The sukkah is a kosher sukkah. The shaila is about him. Was he yaitzeh or not yaitzeh? So it should have said, b'shamei oimrim lo yaitzeh, b'simim oimrim yaitzeh mi boilei. So you see, if it says poislim and machshirim, so the machloikis is, if we have a sukkah that is not large enough to hold a table, is it a kosher sukkah or not? Beishami holds it's a poslim sukkah, and Beishami holds it's a kosher sukkah. Vrek the gemore ve'elo kashe misha hoyo. So much is good, you're bringing a raya from the sefer, but the reisha v'aistos, we're not speaking about the size of a sukkah, we're speaking about misha hoyo, a person who was situated. He ate and the opening of the sukkah. So the Gemara says, La'oilam betarti pligi. There's a double machlokes. Pligi besukkah ktano. There's a machlokes, the minimum dimensions of a sukkah. Or pligi besukkah gedoyla. And there's a machlokes by a large sukkah. V'chsuri mechsra. There's missing a few words in the Mishnah. V'hochi ktano. The Reish in the Mishnah says as follows, Misha hoya roishoi verubai besuke. A person, he was situated, roishoi, he was sitting by the edge of the suke. His head and roiv gufoi were still in the suke. Vishulchonoi besoy chabayis. The shulchon was outside of the suke, in the bayis. Beishame oimrim lo yotzo. So we have to say lo yotzo, he wasn't yotze. Beishami wa geiza, shema yim shechash acha shulchonai. Beisilul oimrim yotza, he was yaitze. Vishaeina machzekes elekedei, now that's one case. Now another case, we're also adding a few words. Vishaeina machzekes elekedei reishivirubei bilvad. What if you have a sukkah that the size of the sukkah is only large enough? For reishivirubei, the sukkah is only vav tvachim, al vav tvachim. Beishamai poislim ubeis hilu machshirim. Now the second machloikas beishamai pasels and beis hilu say it's a kosher sukkah. So memele, so that's the maskonis ha-gemore. There is a double machloikas between beishamai beis hilu. The second machloikas is what is the minimum shir of a sukkah. Beishamai says it has to have enough place to put a shulchan there so that zayin or zayin tvochim. And that's what Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak said, Haloche, tzricha shemachzekes, reish v'rubi v'shulchonoi. In this machloikas, he paskin like Beishamai. Let us see Rashi. Ki Beishamai, di'i ki beis hilu leiboi shulchonoi, kidlakama beperk ha-yoshet. Vedeika nami galsinen, vedeika nami kidlakamon begdoila pligi, begdoila pligi. Vuhu, vedeika nami galsinen, now they want to be right that the whole machlekes is only by a gdoila. Vedeika nami kidlakamon begdoila pligi. Vuhu yoishev al hapesach mi bachutz. He's sitting by the opening of the sukkah mi bachutz. The Ritas Loshna Rashi says that he's sitting outside of the sukkah. The roishoy mushkov lesoicha, and the Rashi Lochera means the roishoy veruboy mushkov lesoicha. He's leaning back into the sukkah, as we had heard before that derech achilosam b'haseibe. So roishoy veruboy is is in the sukkah, v'soicha in the sukkah, he's out, hu yoshev ala pesach mi bachutz, and roishe v'ruba mushkav v'soicha, v'shulchanoi lifnei gufoi bebayis. The shulchan is in front of his guf in the bayis. That is the case of the Mishnah. Now, the Mishnah is, the Sfas Emes wants to say, this is like a very interesting case. He's 1 foot or 2 feet out of the sukkah. His body is in the sukkah. The shulchan is outside of the sukkah. So this is, he's almost out of the sukkah. Beis Hillel said, it's still good. They weren't geyser. And Beis Shammai said, it's no good. What will be, the Sfas Emes Klos HaShayla, what will be Abba if he's completely in the sukkah? He's not Roishay Verubay B'sukkah. He's completely in the sukkah. But there's no table in the sukkah. The table is Babayis. Is Babayis. I once was by a Kiddush, and it was Taka Mamish Moiridik. I was once by a Kiddush, a person had a problem. He invited a big Olam. So he wanted that, she didn't have too much place, so all the tables were underneath the overhang. The tables were underneath the overhang. And then there was places, the rest was for people to be. So Lida, this was the case of the Mishnah. People were taking in Gansen out in the sukkah, but the shulchan where they got the food from was chutzla sukkah, was taking babayis. So the Magen Avraham Lemaise says that according to Beis Shammai, this will also be possible. This will also be lo yotza. I'm sorry. This will also be lo yotza. That what the Mishnah chapt on roishay verubay is a rebus of Beis Hillel. A Beis Hillel held a filu vakelt. It's only roishay verubay besukkah. Afal pikein they weren't geyser. But according to Beis Shammai, so even if it's kulay besukkah v'shulchanay besoich habayis, you also won't be yaitze. So the Gemara said further, midoktoni gabi plukte misha hoyo v'loy ayri b'shiyure desukkah. The Mishnah does not mention the size of the sukkah. The Mishnah is mentioning how the person was situated. V'im isa, if you'll say like Rab Shmuel b'yitzok, the Bishiyure de Sukkah Pligi, that the Machloikis being Meshamisil was the minimum dimensions of a Sukkah. Listeni Sukkah Machzekes Roishe Verubo Vishulchonoi Ksheiro Vishaina Machzekes Alkde Roishe Veruboi Meshame Poislim. Amazutra Dekanami de Biktana Pligi, he said, no, there's a Machloikis by a Ktana also. Ubishiyuro, and with the size of a Sukkah, the Poislim Machshirin, that's going not on the person, not on his mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah, not on the sukkah. There's a double machlokes. Let us see Taisvis. The omaloch moni beishamahi beloi tozos mino. Rav Shmuel ba Yitzchak told him, la'aloche, there's a machlokes beishamahi beisilu, but the minimum size of a sukkah is, and I'm paskening like Beis Shammai that the minimum size is Roshe Berube Vishulchonai Zayin Tvoch Mal Zayin Tvoch. Beseder, so we have a unique Gemara that we pasken like Beis Shammai, which is very rare. Beseder Rav Amram Posak Beshisha Mekoymeis Halacha Ke Beis Shammai. This is not the only case in Shas. There are 6 cases we pasken like Beis Shammai. Chodo hay de suke tzriche shetei machzekes roishay verubay b'shulchanay. Here we have enough in the Gemara. Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak paskin like Beis Shammai. Ve'idach b'menaches perik atcheles. Gabi sadin betzitzis. Sadin betzitzis means that you have a linen beged. Is a linen beged chayiv betzitzis? Is a linen beged chay betzitzis? There's problems of shatness with the linen beged. You put chaylis, problems of shatness. There's gzeiris, there's diraisis. Let's not get into the sugya, but there's a machloikis is a linen beged chayiv betzitzis. Beishamai poitrem. Beishamai says, if you wear a linen beged, you don't put tzitzis in it whatsoever. Ubeisilu machayivim. So he says, we paskin like Beishamai, that a sadin, a linen beged, is potter from tzitzis. Oid l'shom. There's another machloikis in Menoches. Kamo chutin hu noisin. How many chutei tzitzis do you put in on each corner? Beishame omri dalet. Beishame say you put in dalet chutim. That's how we feel zich. Beisilmul omrim gimel. So they also we paskin like Beishame. Oy tosom. There in Menoches is another machloikis. Kamo tehei mishul sheles. How large does the onof of the tzitzis have to be? The tzitzis we have the gdil, that is the chalik with the knots and it's wrapped around. And then there's the onof, that's when the tzitzis separate. How large does this have to be? Kamatei mishul shelos, beishamei oimrim dalet etzbois. It has to be four etzbois, beisil oimrim gimel. V'chol hani ovdi ke beishamei. V'idoch, another case we paskin like beishamei. ומסכס ברוכס פרק אלו דבורים, בשמי אומרים, מחבדין אס הבייס, first you sweep out, ואחר כך נויטלן לידיים, then you wash מים אחרונים. But you have to first sweep out before you wash מים אחרונים. ומרינה בגמורה, בקולי פרקן הלוכה כבסילו, the Mishnah, ומרינה בגמורה, the Gemara says in ברוכס, בקולי פרקן הלוכה כבסילו, we paskin like Beisilu, Baal Mehach. By this case, we paskin like Beishamai. Oit Hosam. This is the sixth case. Besoif Pirke, Gabi Mi She'ochal, V'shochach V'loi Birech. Now, there's a machlokes in the Gemara, Masechtas Broches. A person washed, he ate pas, in one mokim. He forgot to bench. He left his house. He reminds himself 10 minutes later. Now he's in the subway. Oy, he didn't bench. What does he do now? Because the machlik is Beishamai and Beisilu. Shochach. He forgot to bench. What does he do? So Beishamai says, you go out in the next stop, and you go, and you take a different train going back. You go back and bench where you ate. You have to bench where you ate. Beisilu says that, you bench in the subway, finish. You have to bench, so you'll bench over there. So now, so there's a machlokes Beishamai Beisilu. Mi she'ochal v'shochach v'loy birich. So there's a machlokes Beishamai Beisilu. So there, Rav Amram, going paskin like Beisilu, because of a few incidents that the Gemara mentioned. What's the incidents? The Maisi b'Gemara uvde, the Rabbi Barbachana, the Ashkach, Yoine, the Dahave. The Gemara says, Rabbi Barbachana had such a maise. Rabbi Barbachana forgot the bench. He was going in a caravan with people. He forgot the bench. And they're going in the caravan already. And then it's already 20 minutes away from where he had eaten. And then he chapped himself that he didn't bench. So Rabbi Barbachana was he knew he had to be tactful. He's going to tell them, listen, I didn't bench. So they'll tell him, so bench here. I mean, he can't tell them from his achim. So he had to speak their language. He said, you know what? I ate. I forgot over there I had a golden dove. It was mamish, it's worth it. I forgot it there. So please wait for me. And I'll go back and bring back my dove. Fine. Now this is a dove. Listen, what does one do for money? So Lamaisa, he went back and he benched. And they had a problem, and he has to come back with the golden dove. So he found their golden dove. So Zetmadach min Hashemayim, that they were maskim tizan hoge. That's one maise. V'chad Talmud, another maise, the Ovad ki Beishamai. He did like Beishamai. V'ashkech arniki. He went back, and he found a wallet full of money. The Idach Talmud, and then the Gemara brings a third Maise, the Ovid Kibesilu, the Ochla Aryeh. He take 8 Bim Koimai, and he was eaten up over there, Farti. So it's very interesting. So Rav Amram is bringing a raya from three maises, very interesting maises. It would seem in Hashemayim they hold like Beishamai. I mean, if you see such maises, they hold like Beishamai. The Svas Emes asks, he says he doesn't understand it. He says, if we paskin like Beishamai, so then sekumtem nitapsa psa a nes we should do for him. That means like this. If the Aloch, he says, he would say punfakel. If the Aloch is like Beis Hillel. The Gemara says in Brachis that Beis Hillel also hold that it would be better if you go back, but you're not mechuyif to go back. That's what Beis Hillel holds. Beis Shammai says you have to go back. So the Svas Emes Tainis, he would say punfakel. If we paskin like Beis Hillel, so mamela me'ikra, then I could have eaten here. And I was a fine mensch, I did lifnim yeshuras adin, I went back. So min hashemayim, they showed them, oh, we'll pay you for it. So they made a nes, an arniki shalzov, a yoyne shaldav. That's very good. But if you hold that the halacha is that you have to go back, I mean, so lus kumtem nisim, that's the halacha, that's the tukin halacha. You don't get paid for mitzvahs on this world, that's the din. So he said, that's the time of the Svas Emes. He doesn't see how Rav Amram saw from this mice that we paskin like Beis Shammai. There was a mice, the one that did like Beis Hillel and the lion ate him up. He says, "Zich nish gefelach." He says, "Kol adrochem becheska sakone." Zich, you have to be scared of lions. There were lions over there. If he would have done lefnim mishura sadin, could be that would have been megim. He didn't do lefnim mishura sadin, but wasn't megim. So he doesn't really understand how Rav Amram was able to build from these maisim that halacha is like Beis Shammai. About kaponim, that's what Rav Amram says. Uktsas koshe, but now Rav Amram, the Tzotesia Sakasha Rav Amram, hodekoma hosom, we had mentioned before, that in Perik El Dvorim it says Bekulo Pirkin Haloche Ke Beis Hillel Bar Mehach. Besides the Machloikes, if Mechabdim Vachekach Noitlan Asi Yadayim. So the Gemara says Klof Hakelfi Rav Amram, that in everything we paskin like Beis Hillel, besides one case in that Mishnah, in Rav Amram said we paskin like Beis Hillel, but in two cases. V'shema mishum de Beis Hillel nami moide de lachatchilo miyavdine ke Beis Shammai. So Taisa says maybe this doesn't go into that member of the Gemara. The Gemara is speaking about when there are serious machloikas in between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Then we pass on like Beis Hillel. Here, since Beis Hillel is also moide lachatchilo, one should go back. So the Gemara isn't speaking about this machloikas. It's only Ilchatchila one should go back, or Likuva one should go back. It could be the Gemara is not speaking about this machlokes. Period. Al koponim, hanegeya lonu, Rav Amram paskind, that the minimum that we paskin by suke, we paskin like Beis Shammai. Val mashe posek bahak the hoche ki Beis Shammai, Ein la hakshayis mohodam rinen perikame de brochis. Matthias brings a gemara in brochis. The Omar Rav Yosef also kedivrei Beis Shammai loy also v'loy klum. Rav Yosef said, if a person did like Beis Shammai loy also v'loy klum, umaisi raya, and the gemara brings a raya, I'll explain soon how Taisus learned in the Havamina. Taisus can say two mahalchim in this Gemara, but let's say the Gemara, then we'll try to explain the Gemara. Maisi raya mehi milse de suke. Maisi berab yoichenen hachironi shecholo. The Gemara brings, first Rav Yosef says, if a person did like Beis Shammai, it's nothing. And the Gemara brings a raya from a maisi. Mehi milse de suke. Maise b'Rabbi Yochanan Acheroni, Rabbi Yochanan Acheroni shecholo. He was ill. Now we'll speak about this later. If we are geiris this, we're not geiris this. But now let's say he was ill. V'holchu ziknei Beis Shammai v'ziknei Beis Hillel levakroi, and ziknei Beis Shammai ziknei Beis Hillel came to be mevakim to visit him. Umitzauhu, and they found Rabbi Yochanan Acheroni, shayo yoyshev roishev rubay besuke, vishulchonoy besoich habayis. That's how he was eating. Amru loy ziknei beishamay, so the ziknei beishamay told him, im kein hoyisa noyig, if you're accustomed to eat like this, shulchonoy besoich habayis, I have news for you. Never will make a mitzvah sukkah. I got news for you. Umaskinam hosom da lochik abyechen and acheroni. And the maskon of the Gemara is halochik abyechen and acheroni. Now, let us just explain how Tosfos understood that Gemara. There's no such Gemara there. Maskinam hosom. Maybe there's such a gil. So halochik abyechen and acheroni. The Divrei David in Masechtas Brachos explains this Gemara. This is one way how to learn Pshat in the Gemara, as follows. When there's a machloikis tanoim, let's say one is mekel, the other one is machmer. If one is machmer, like, I want to be machmer, there's a machloikis tanoim, one tana is mekel, la locha we paskin, one could be mekel. And I want to be machmer, like the machmer. There's someone that holds that you should be machmer. Is it a gelechta? Is it something? Is it an accomplishment? Is it a chassidus? It's lechnimishus. Is it something? Or it's a gelechta. We paskin, it's mutter. So you don't have to be machmer. So the Emerson, the Nachlas David says that if there's a machloikis tanoim, there's machloikis apoiskim, and one is machmer, so even though mikra din, you could be mekel, if you want to be machmer, you accomplish something. That's a hiddur, lifnim mishuras adin. They say that, the Mesilas Yeshorim says, that is an inyan of a chosid, that a chosid is machmer take afilu in chumris, which may ikar adin, we paskin, it's mutter. That is such an inyan. The Gemara klara shaila, that's by all machloikesin. You'll have a machloikes, a chveis, the Rambam will be machmer, and the Rosh and the Tura Meikel, you want to be machmer like the Rambam, tovi aleichem brochim. But Rabbi Yosef klara shaila, why do we have a machloikes be shamay and be silo? We know, be shamay, be mokim, be silo, leine mishnah. Laloche, we're not goyres be shamay. That was Rabbi Yosef shaila. Rabbi Yosef klara, also ki be shamay. He made a chumra of Beishamai. Also, did he do something? Did he accomplish something? This is Golnish, the Sagalechta. That was the Shaila of Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef said, also, kedivrei Beishamai loy also veloy klum. It's nothing. We don't have to look at Beishamai as a day that is, you should be machma like Beishamai. It's nothing. What was Rabbi Yosef's raya? Rabbi Yosef's raya was as follows, that Rabbi Yochanan Acheroni, he was sitting in a sukkah that was Shulchonoi B'Soi Chabayis. According to Beis Shammai, you're not Yoitze. According to Beis Hillel, you're Yoitze. Now, the Beis Shammai told them right away, they told them in Ponemarayin, they told them you weren't Yoitze your whole life, you weren't Yoitze Mitzvah Sukkah. That's what they told him. Fine. Now, there's a kash Rabbi Yechon ben Chironi. Why did he have to, was it nish kem bashtein to schlep the tish in the sukkah? Chmein, is a machloikis be shame and be silu. So why did he do it? Was it, because he has the akadois. So as a raya that, when it comes to be shamei, also ke be shamei, also like klum, be shamei is nothing. There's no inyan to be machma like be shamei. That was Rabbi Yosef's chai. Rabbi Yosef said, Rabbi Yosef would arrive for Rabbi Yochanan Acheroni. Rabbi Yochanan Acheroni is going to find he is given a chosid like he wasn't smaller than any other chosid. And if he wasn't goyre shittes beishamai, so you see that it's nothing. It's nothing. We don't paskin like beishamai. Frektach toisvis. That's how toisvis understood Pshat in the Gemara. So frektach toisvis. So you have a Gemara that Rabbi Yochanan Acheroni was not goyres beishamai by sukkah. And Rav Amram paskins that by sukkah we paskin like beishamai. So something's wrong someplace. That's Taisus' kash. So Taisus answers as follows. Tehi plukte besukkah gedoilo. So Taisus says, yeah, That Gemara is speaking about a suki gedoyle k'de maskin in the betalti pligi. There's a double machloikis. So by a suki gedoyle halacha k'beisilu. That's how I'm shouting the Gemara. By the gzeira, are you goyza? Are you machma? Shem yim shachachol shulchanoi. We passing like beisilu. Avol hocha, but our Gemara in Rav Amram. Besuki k'tane. Ubaho halacha k'beishamay. Here we passing like beishamay. That's one way Taisvis understood Pshat in that Gemara. But Taisvis now does not want to learn that that's the Pshat in the Gemara, so Taisvis wants to learn now another Pshat in the Gemara. We'll see. Miyush Maitin the Hosam Teime. The whole sugya over there is very unclear in Brochis. Eichid Daik Minei Dosa Kebeshamay Lei Osa Belei Klum. The Raya the Maisi Taisvis now wants to learn not, the Raya was not from Rabbi Yochin and Acheroni. The Raya was because Beis Shammai told him that Lekiyam Tamitz Vesukim Yemecho, the Rai the Maisi Baosa Ki Beis Hillel Mairi. Then he told him, if you do like Beis Hillel, Lo Yosef Lo Yiklum, Boid Vechitzoch Rai Alze Heichad Alocha Ki Beis Hillel Shemosa Ki Beis Shammai Lo Yosef Lo Yiklum. Vetzorech Loima Beitzorech Hosom Lesuye Heichad Beis Hillel Machmirim Midarabono. Ubei Shammai mukmi lo adiyeraise, veloi gozrinen, im oso kedivrei Beis Shammai lo yotzei deichei vosei afilo diyeraise, keda ashken le Beis Shammai heiche de Yosef apischa de metalauto, de gozri shema yimshech acha shulchonoi, vekomir le kiyamte mitzvesukim yemechod afilo midaraise le kaye, videi Shammai nishma le Beis Hillel. Taisvis says a very interesting and very mechudishtike pshat in that Gemara. Taisvis says as follows. The Gemara Rav Yosef Klauda Shai Le'osa Kebeishame Le'osa V'Le'klum is speaking about in such a case. What happens if you have a case that Beis Hillel was Goyzer and Beis Shammai was not Goyzer? And a person did like Beis Shammai, was he Yoytze Min HaTorah, yes or no? That was the Shaila of the Gemara. You have a case that Beis Hillel was Goyzer, Beis Hillel was Machmer, and they said, Midrabonah, you're not allowed to do the mitzvah like this. And Beis Shammai was not Goyzer. Was I Yoytze the mitzvah Min HaTorah, yes or no? So the Gemara brought a raya from the Divrei Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai told Rabbi Yochanan HaChironi, that you were never mikayim mitzvah sukkah miyomecha. Now that's saying a mouthful. What do you mean I wasn't mikayim mitzvah sukkah miyomecha? Midarabonon, you're not allowed to do it. Good, I was over yoshite. Midarabonon, you're not yoitze. Why are you telling me I never was mikayim mitzvah sukkah miyomecha? So weiss doch ois, when Chazal made a gzeira, and this is a yisoidistik yitoisvist, that when Chazal made a gzeire, that a mitzvah has to be done back in such an oifen, and they said you shouldn't do it in a different oifen, if you do it in a different oifen, they were oike the mitzvah, you don't have a mitzvah, period. They were oike the mitzvah. You weren't mekayim the mitzvah at all. This is a famous teisvah. For example, there's a shaila. What happens, Chazal said, you're not allowed to blow shofar Shabbos, Meshashona Shechaliyos b'Shabbos. Fine. What if I did blow shofar? So, wasn't the correct thing to do. Chazal said you're not supposed to blow shofar. What happens if I blew shofar? Was I mekayim mitzvah shofar al kaponim? According to this Tosfos, if Chazal said you're not allowed to blow shofar, you don't have a mitzvah. Chazal's amoyre de kezach. You have to know where they have such a koyach. But from this Taisvis we see that Chazal had a koyach that they were able to be oiker the whole mitzvah. So that's what the sugya is speaking about over there. Agav Urche, the Marsha says, according to this pshat in the Gemara, we don't have to say that we paskin like Beis Shammai only by a sukkah ktane. We could say, since the Gemara is speaking about something else in Gansen, so we could say that la aloche l'shitas ha'tosfos could be we paskin by Beis Shammai afilu by a suka gedoyla also, and that's what the Mashah says. Emerson lahalocha is a machlokes hapoiskim. The Rif holds we paskin like Beishamay afilu by a suka gedoyla, and the Balamoya holds we paskin by Beishamay only by a suka ktanah.